2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Friends, such a fitting passage in light of all the events that took place this past week. "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." Some truth right there from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So good to see you. I pray that you've had yourself just an incredible weekend. This is, of course, a program called Sunday Worship here on this March the 15th, 2020. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and throw in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and, well, that's how we get this program called Sunday Worship. So go ahead, stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's gather around and worship our great King. Let's start things off with Jeremy Riddle with his version of Blessed Assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation and purchase of God, born of His Spirit and washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And this is my story, Lord, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day.
this a pretty song. It's Jeremy Riddle and Blessed Assurance. You're listening to Sunday Worship on this Sunday. And, friend, have you ever gone, like, hiking? I think I may have gone maybe, like, one time. And I probably complained the entire time, too, I'm sure. But backcountry hikers will tell you there is nothing like camping beside a mountain lake, submerging yourself in that clear, cool water after a hot, sweaty day on a trail. Going completely under the water is the only way to get perfectly clean. And friends, sometimes God takes us in over our heads in life in order to cleanse us. It's temporary, of course, but necessary. And friend, we shouldn't resist that either. Rather, we should appreciate the process of cleansing and how fresh that air tastes when we finally resurface. So friend, if you're in over your head right now, don't fight God. When you're clean, He'll pull you out.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. And I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. But in case you don't know that the word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do it for you. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. What a fun song. It's Selah and Standing on Those Promises. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. And I don't hear many people say it these days, but I remember growing up, I would often hear people say, "Lord, have mercy." You know, it was kind of one of those catch-all expressions that people would use whenever they encountered maybe some difficulty or whatnot. But culturally, I knew what "Lord, have mercy" meant. But friend, as I grew in my walk with Jesus, I discovered an Old Testament verse that says, "The Lord's mercies and compassions are new every morning." So rather than asking the Lord to have mercy, I've learned to thank Him every morning because He continually extends His mercy to me.
I know that my lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, He lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to bless me with to plead for me above. He lives, my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need. He lives and grants
Listening to Sunday Worship. A reminder today from Romans chapter 8, verse 28 from the English Standard Version, and we know that for those who love God, all things. Friend, it says all things, not some things, not a handful of things, but all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose.
Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Broken, I run to you, for your arms are open wide. I am weary, but I know your touch restores my life. So I wait for you. Oh, I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. I'm falling on my knees, offering. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for.
Lifting up the name of Jesus, this is Sunday Worship.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, and you thought of me above all. Thank you, Lord. Above all power, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, has ever known. Above all wealth and the treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. Crucified, laid behind a stone.
Right. It's Paul Balazs and Above All. You're listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. You can get more details about the 7-day prayer challenge that we're doing, asking friends like you to immediately stop and pray. As you meet people talking about the coronavirus, political upheaval, job loss, fears, current events, we just encourage you here at Great News Radio to take the 7-day prayer challenge. You can find out more at greatnewsradio.org.